We're getting an inside look tonight at the debate over redistricting in Virginia as early voting is underway now for the statewide referendum that would let the General Assembly redraw the state's congressional districts ahead of the midterms. If it passes, Democrats could gain an advantage in as many as 10 of the state's 11 districts. Democrats argue they're responding to similar mid-decade redistricting efforts in several Republican-led states. We spoke with a couple of the leading voices on the issue in Virginia. Virginia Senate Majority Leader Scott Surville, a Democrat, and former Virginia Republican Attorney General Jason Meares. We begin with Meares.
Do you think the referendum's going to pass?
I think as voters are wising up to what they are trying to do, I think there is an enormous amount of anger in Virginia that you have a bunch of self-serving politicians that have gone into a back room and drew a map that serves politicians, doesn't serve Virginians, and tries to silence the voices of millions of Virginians. And so I actually think that there is a huge grassroots movement that is emerging to defeat this.
Okay. So do you think it's going to pass?
No, I think this will be defeated because I think common sense will prevail in Virginia because they're not telling Virginians what they're actually doing. They're not telling Virginians that if this passes, it will be the single most gerrymandered map in the entire country. They're not telling Virginians that they have districts that start in Alexandria and end all the way down in Williamsburg. They're not telling Virginians they have a district that starts in the Pentagon and goes all the way to the West Virginia border, then loops all the way down to Goochland outside of Richmond. That's not fairness. So what makes our campaign somewhat easy is we just have truth on our side. We just have to tell them what they're doing. I supported nonpartisan redistricting because it was the right thing to do. We have a very hard-fought constitutional amendment for the Nonpartisan Redistricting Commission that passed in 2020. When this went to voters, this was approved by voters with 66% of the vote. Virginians put this in our Constitution. It went to the voters, and they approved it by wide, wide margin. This is the opposite of that.
I'll push back a little bit on that because it is going to be in the hands of the voters again for this particular issue.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think a spring election with 18 to 20% turnout is the same as a presidential level turnout of 70%?
Of course not, but it is in the hands of the voters.
But do you think a special election in the spring that is not a normal election year where only maybe 20% voters participate is the same as a presidential ballot with 70% turnout?
There will be fewer voters.
You admit
sure.
It is different. It is exactly what they're trying to do. They never had public hearings. They literally locked themselves in a room with their political consultants. They drew a map that does not reflect Virginia and is trying to silence the voices of millions of Virginians. This isn't about balance. This is about a power grab. It's exactly what it is.
That's former Virginia Republican Attorney General Jason Meares. On the other side, Virginia Senate Majority Leader Scott Surville.
Do you think the referendum's going to pass?
Yeah, I think it's going to pass. I think it's going to be close, but I think it's definitely going to pass. I think a lot of Virginians are fed up with the way Donald Trump is trying to rig democracy in our country. And I think they support a temporary solution to make sure we have balance in Washington, D.C., and to make sure that Virginia actually has a voice at the federal level. Donald Trump is trying to rig the system to ensure that he can remain in unchecked power perpetually. We didn't sign up for a system where other states could rig the game to take us out of the mix. That's not how our constitutional democracy works. And right now, Virginians have an opportunity to push back on that and do something about it. That's what the referendum's about.
If it's wrong what the Trump administration has done in pressuring states to redraw their maps, if you think it's wrong, then isn't this also wrong? Do two wrongs make a right?
No. We're trying to protect democracy to ensure that we actually have a democratic system in America. What Trump is trying to do is to rig the game so that we don't have other branches of government that can check power on him, which is how our system was designed. There's no other way to fight back against what he's trying to do to rig the game. There isn't any other alternative to preserve our democracy.
There's a nationwide fight over this, and that's what you're referring to when you talk about the Trump administration and Republican efforts on this. But then there's the internal issue in Virginia. If the General Assembly redraws this map in a 10-to-1 advantage for Democrats, do you think that disenfranchises voters in Virginia, though, Republicans in Virginia? Do you have concerns about that?
I don't remember Jason Meares or anybody else complaining when Republicans gerrymandered an 8-3 map in Virginia. But I would also just note, Virginia is rapidly becoming a blue state, especially with Donald Trump's attacks on our state, our federal workers, our government contractors. And I think people will support a temporary solution to do something about it.
What would you say to skeptical Republicans who argue this might not be a temporary thing?
That's preposterous. The only way to accomplish this is to change our Constitution, and the language of the amendment specifically says it expires before the next decennial census. So in 2031, we go back to the redistricting commission that voters approved a few years ago, and it would take yet another constitutional amendment to make it permanent. And I don't think voters will do that.
That's Virginia Senate Majority Leader Scott Surville. Election day for the referendum is April 21st.